Welcome to the Mental Game Podcast with me, Tyler Pasek, your mental performance coach. Today, we're talking about unlocking your potential, when, where, and why mental imagery matters. So we're going to just keep diving into mental imagery and really exploring this topic as a whole. In our previous blogs and podcasts, we've discussed what mental imagery is, why it matters, how to master it through that four-step process. Now we're really diving into the practical aspects of why, when, and where, and how you should practice mental imagery to enhance your sports performance. And the first thing I want to talk about is timing and the importance of timing. I mean, timing is everything in sports. I always say that sports comes down to effort, rhythm, and timing. So it's a huge part of sports. And that extends to when you start practicing mental imagery. The moments leading up to the game or practice are crucial. And this is when your mind is most receptive to the influence of mental imagery. So here's why. Really, preparation. Mental imagery before sleep is like planting seeds in the fertile soil of your subconscious. So as you drift off into slumber, your mind continues to process and reinforce the positive images and affirmations that you've cultivated. And this primes you for success in the following day's activities. And then you have an immediate impact. Really engaging in mental imagery right before practices and games sets the stage for peak performance. Just like a warm-up prepares your body physically, mental imagery prepares your mind mentally. So it's your mental warm-up routine. And that helps you maintain focus, right? Mental imagery can also help you maintain focus during breaks in the game or practice. I mean, quick mental imagery sessions can help you regain and maintain focus. When every moment counts, the ability to shift your mental state really can be a game changer. And I remember as a pitcher at Indiana State, when we were doing team defense, a pitcher might only get 1, 2, 3 reps during, you know, a whole practice of team defense. But it's important to continue to get in those mental reps on the side of the field, not just getting the physical reps on the field that everybody wants to do, you know, but doing the hard work of staying locked in and getting your mental reps in when you're not on the field. So that's where mental imagery can help you also maintain focus during, you know, long practice days or during games as well. And then where do you practice mental imagery? Well, mental imagery is a versatile tool that can be incorporated into various aspects of your daily routine. So you can do it at home, right? Your home is a sanctuary for both relaxation and focused mental preparation. So you can use the comfort of your own space to engage in mental imagery right before or after sleep or as part of your morning routine. And then you have your training facility. So a lot of training facilities nowadays, they have resources like a mirror in a bathroom. I mean, almost every training facility has that, or just a quiet space where you can engage in your mental imagery session. So take advantage of these facilities to fine-tune your techniques mentally. And then again, my personal favorite, the parking lot, right? If you're arriving early for a practice or a game, use the time in the parking lot to get into the zone mentally. Distractions are minimal in your car, which helps you focus on your mental imagery and prepare your mind for success. I mean, when I was coaching baseball, we'd show up in a 15, 20 passenger van. And before we got out of the van, I would play a mental imagery tape over the loudspeaker that everybody would engage in. Again, it's just a nice way to kind of set yourself up for a great day out there on the field. And then you have your locker room. So before every match, for instance, Pele, one of the greatest soccer players of all time, he would lay down with his feet up in his locker and a towel over his eyes, and he would just visualize himself scoring goal after goal after goal after goal. And you can do the same. So like Pele, you can find a quiet space in your locker room to visualize your success. So timing and when to practice it, where to practice it, huge. And then you have one of the other biggest parts, which is consistency. I mean, consistency is the key to reaping the full benefits of mental imagery. Just as you don't become a skilled athlete overnight, mental imagery requires ongoing practice to hone your mental game. And here's why consistent practice is essential. One, It strengthens neural pathways. 2, it builds confidence. 3, it cultivates mental resilience. So regular mental imagery sessions reinforces the neural pathways associated with your sport. So the more you practice, the stronger and more efficient these pathways become. And consistent mental imagery builds this unshakable confidence. It allows you to ingrain success in your mind, making it a natural expectation when you step onto the field. And it helps you develop mental toughness needed to overcome challenges and setbacks. So by visualizing success in the face of adversity, you become more resilient. So to make it easier for you to incorporate mental imagery into your routine, I have the next podcast coming out is going to be a guided mental imagery session. You can also email me at Tyler@PaysicPerformanceGroup.com. I will send you that guided mental imagery session personally, or DM me if you're following me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever you're seeing this podcast, DM me and I'll get back to you. I'll send you over that mental imagery, guided imagery session. So this session will walk you through the 4-step process we discussed in the last podcast and really helping you harness the power of mental imagery for your sports performance. So in conclusion, the ability to harness the power of mental imagery can be your secret weapon. By practicing at the right times and the right places with consistency, you can elevate your performance to, you know, new heights. And remember, it's not just about physical prowess. It's about mental preparedness. So whether it's before sleep, in front of the mirror, in the parking lot, find the time and place that works for you and start mastering the art of mental imagery today. Your journey to success begins in your mind. Thanks for listening. See ya.